exciting.
Yeah. You mean to beat the president?
Yeah. I guess it's good from one standpoint. It shows Secretary of State that's calm and
that's right.
collected, and it, I think it makes them look like pigeons mostly. I don't think they look like they're strong people that the country would like to follow necessarily. But we have to prepare for our press conference tomorrow. One thought I would like to be given the next two or three days, we're going to have to meet it. I don't want to play Pakistan against India or India against Pakistan. I understand their ancient jealousies and their feelings toward each other. I've asked the defense to give me a study on their justification, their feeling that we got to put lots of money out there in the next year and the rest of this year. I wish I could find some outstanding person that had been with us that had a social consciousness and same time a practical mind that could really evaluate that area of the world for me. Something on the order of a Paley Commission on Resources that we once appointed, or maybe your Miller Commission on East-West Trade or something of that type, just privately for me. I don't feel much confidence in the recommendations from our ambassadors in either one of those countries, and I'd like to have somebody that that I think could be very objective, that was a man of real stature and wasn't regarded as a all-out reactionary, but was regarded as a man of practicability and real substance and judgment.
Would Black be able to do this for you?
Well, isn't he pretty, is he already tied down, and has he already voted on some of these things?
Yes, probably. He voted on basic development premise, which is, of course, what costs the money.
Yeah.
And that's true also of Mason, the wisest economist I know of at Harvard. He's voted on the development issue. What you really want is to have someone back off and examine that premise.
Yes, I know exactly how Galbraith and Bowles and those folks feel.
More fellas than that.
Huh?
Still, these are cooler men than that.
Yes.
But they've still voted.
Yeah.
And what you want is a fresh look.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I want. Without advertising and without threatening or without ultimatum. I just want it on an objective basis and on a basis of morality and of justice. I don't want to get involved as playing one against the other or siding with one against the other. I have been terribly disillusioned by both of them in my own mind. I want somebody to kind of straighten me out who I would have great respect for.
David Rockefeller.
He might be the one. Is Atchison too?
John Cook. Atchison has never looked at Asia. Really, I don't know that he'd be bad at it. He would certainly be a fresh eye.
I like Atchison. I have confidence in his ability. I think he goes overboard for what he's for. Let's think about Atchison and Cook. I don't believe Cook will take the time.
Frank Stanton is ready to go to Vietnam when you want him to go, except that he has one date that he can't break. He has to give a lecture. He has to do the Caltech commencement on the 11th of June. Do you want him to go before?
No, I rather think that in the light of all this trouble out there, we better not send him any visitors. If it could have been before we started having a change of government and before we started getting pinned down with all these battalions, I think it would have been all right. I think we need it. We're going to have it. But I'd like to kind of wait until we can get out of this now. And I don't know how strong in the light of the developments over the weekend, A, on the government, and B, on the battalions, I'm going to feel about sending this message. I want to feel it out a little more.
Well, we just hold it tight inside the house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No decision will be made. You will want to have a leadership, or do you want to even hold up on discussing it with them?
I want to talk to individuals, but not to the formal leadership until after I've cleared out with them. And when I get back there tonight, I'll set up the groups, individuals I can, probably Wednesday. I don't think I'll have much time Tuesday, because my first days back usually are like a week.
Well, then you don't, probably will not, they almost surely will not use this as a voluntary tomorrow at your press conference.
I think it's very unlikely.
Yeah. Well, I'll have
to. I'd get it cheap where I could,
sure,
but I think it's a little bit out of tone when there's several battalions engaged up here and when the government's falling to come in with a big economic suggestion. What's your feeling?
Well, I think I think there is a sense in which that would seem out of tone, but on the other hand, this is the thing we do want to emphasize. It's the traits we're trying to keep tight. I think maybe tomorrow isn't the perfect day. On the other hand, if we don't go in the next couple of days, we miss this particular Senate authorization vote. So I think we better take 24 hours to think about it.
All right, you think about it today and get it ready where I've got it ready to go on a voluntary. And then let's see that everything we do cannot be ridiculed. Let's look at the dams and the REA, and let's don't get in the Aswan deal where we start and then back up. Let's don't have too much. Let's don't. Is the $19 million we're committing for the dam the total cost, or does it involve a commitment of several hundred million?
No, this is a small dam.
That's all right. That's good. That
doesn't go on.
That's what we ought to do. That's I think that's good. REA, I think, is good. Is there anything we can do at land reform at all?
Yeah, we can do land reform, but we can't do it till the government will say it. And the problem there is the government's goddamn busy doing other things. In other words, we can't announce. This is, of course, a general problem we have with the Vietnamese. We have it on the negotiation side. We have it on the military side. There's a limit to how much we can move.
Could we say to Taylor that we would like to, in order to try to hold our ranks here, to ask at a real study in land reform that they set up a couple and we set up a couple, maybe we take one of these experts in the Agriculture Department that was in on the Iran deal that I recommended when I was out there.
I thought myself that what we'd do would be to take a deep breath and begin with our new man, because Lodge is all steamed up about it and is really in favor of it. I filled out McNamara on Mac Norton and got a great big smoke screen. And I said to him, well, you know, you can't very well say this is the most important thing in the country and say you won't send a man. Well, he said, they've got a perfectly good deputy out there. And I said, well, Alexis is terribly good for some things, but not for others. He's running the country team. He, I think, you know, he's often some, and it really will depend on whether you tell him it's what you want. What he'd like to do is get Johnson back in the State Department and do a course on the ground that you don't need three ambassadors. My guess is that very clearly that McNaughton can run the shop for Lodge, and that Alexis will find it hard to do. The problem of Johnson's own nose being a little out of joint. Taylor has always thought that he's the ideal successor, and I'm sure he'll feel that opinion in the end.
Yes, I think he leaked it out there. You remember NBC had it direct. State Department leaked it.
That reminds me that AP has the 4,100 Marines, so that'll turn out not to be so.
Yeah. Have any idea where they got it?
Well, it's ABC first carried it, apparently, and they carried it with a direct attribution to ABC, and I guess ABC got it out of something and says, boys, we're going home.
Well, I mean, was it Washington?
No, it's just south of Los Angeles. Hardly a soul up here knew the names, knew the numbers on that. But that's kind of military rumor that you hint, you know, someone will have told someone to begin to get ready, because that's the way I've been in that kind of a troop movement situation, where it always gets around.
Well, thank God I didn't know that it'd been out before I told them it was not approved and wasn't going to be approved until we got the written recommendation of the general and the reasons, Brazilian general, and the reasons from Palmer and the reasons from the ambassador. And then I wanted concurred in by Ruskin and Then I want the Joint Chiefs and McNamara's to really put their seal on, because I'm not going to order them in and let somebody else order them out and then me order them in again. And I'm very anxious for them to come home. But I want them based on hard, cold, objective justification and not on some emotional feeling of the moment. And I'd like for them to come out of there. But I don't want some general to say, well, you pulled them out on me right when I needed them. And in these towns out in the countryside that are raising hell, he may have to send people in to help. I don't want him to say, well, you pulled my people out before I had a chance to do it. And I want to be damn sure that Buzz Wheeler and all that crowd have taken a cold, hard look at it, not going to ask me to send them back. Because if they are, I really don't have much heat now for pulling them out. I think as long as you make an announcement every few days that some of them are coming out, it's all right. I think the thing that disturbs me more than anything else is the agitation in this country of prosecuting our government, and that the people that will join with them, like Libman and Mansfield and New York Times and so forth, and kind of follow the line of this doctor that's writing the stuff down there for them, and Barsh that's telling them what to do, and to really discredit the OAS. I think Rusk ought to give some serious consideration to what we do to counter Barsh's efforts to destroy the OAS, because we're going to need them on Reconstruction. And if we don't have OAS on Reconstruction, well, they're not going to be much. Because if we can't do it, and they destroy them, they can't do it. I don't imagine that Congress is going to let UN do Reconstruction. And if we can't do it, and OAS can't do it, there's not going to be any Reconstruction. I think the State Department ought to give some serious thought to what we do to keep them from smearing OAS, and if there's anything we can do to let any socially conscious people with Mansfield and Lippmann and New York Times know what the ball that they're putting in their court. See, they all got these contacts, and they're putting them out, and obviously the Times is an informant and a preparer statesman for Mansfield. Because he's getting his reports through some of those routes, and then they're originating his stories on getting better information from them than he is from the government.
Well, it's his instinctive feeling that showed that first night, you know, Mr. President. He wasn't for the enterprise. He hoped we could get around it by going to the OAS to consult, which would have been a damn good way of never getting in there until too late. I think Mike just doesn't like this kind of exercise. Neither does Walter, and therefore they
are natural allies. Of them, but I'm fearful that they'll be successful on doing a job on the OAS, because it doesn't have anything really to start with. It has no strength, no power.
It has no strength, and there isn't any question but what Mora's a man that we have to defend, because we need him. I think my own view is that the brethren are actually still continuing to deal with him while they denounce him. They know he's got the tickets because we've given them to him. And we're going to find ourselves, I'm forced to say, squeeze these fellows downtown before we're through, not crudely, but by isolating them politically. And that means, really, that we've got to get some of these liberals to see that Juan Bosch is just plain not playing ball, and all he's done is stand in none of the bargains that are, or proposals that he ended. Talked as if he was going to play with as he comes through.
Is it fair to say that he agreed in San Juan to isolate the notorious and avowed and communists that were trying to seize leadership, that his new government would isolate them on an island or a peninsula? Wasn't that what Abe told us?
He initially said he would do that.
All right. Then he welched on it when we got to it?
He welched on it twice. He welched on it. He was already backing away from it on the 15th of May when we got down there. We spent several hours with him. Abe always had to drag him up to the Constitution to read a clause, and there are two in there under which the president can suspend these guarantees of constitutional rights for different reasons, both of which could be used to apply. Vietnam, by contrast, never did commit himself to this particular way of dealing.
Well, it wasn't because we didn't ask him to, though. They say you didn't ask him to.
Not a bit. I asked him and asked him and asked him.
You pled with him and urged him. That's what really broke it up, wasn't it?
And when I finally